The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Close your eyes and pull like a dog.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome back to the Star Sport podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Mangan, and I'm joined today by Star Sport reporter Sean Holland. Now, the Star Sport podcast is brought to you in association with our friends at Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, where your bank really does matter. Choose credit union, choose local, choose community. Now we're kicking off today, Sean, with the Cork footballers who handled Limerick fairly handily in the end in what wasn't a hugely inspiring performance from the Rebels. On last week's podcast, you said Cork would take care of it, Limerick with ease. And my question is, at halftime, were you kind of thinking, oh God, what's going to happen here?
To be honest, not really. I did mention there last week how it would take time for Cork to break them down, and the fact that Limerick were playing with the wind in the first half probably made a small bit of a difference in that scoreline. But still, they know themselves they won't be happy with that first half. John Cleary said it himself after the game. And the big talking point really was the goal chances Cork missed. I know they got three in the end, but that could have been a lot more. And it really kind of almost continued on from what the story was in the league campaign as well. You know, having these goal opportunities and not taking advantage of them. And as we probably mentioned going forward, how the game against Kerry, that will be something that they'll really need to get right down in Killarney, because they got 10 goal chances against Limerick. They took three. You're not going to get 10 goal chances against Kerry. Like, let's call a spade and be honest about it. But the second half was pleasing. One of the big factors in the game as well was Cathal Down, centre forward for Limerick, got a black card right before halftime. So Cork really took advantage of that and the wind at the start of the second half and came out and kicked 1-3, which really got them that kind of breathing room, and they were able to take the shackles off after that. But there's... you could say a few more questions and answers after that game.
You mentioned there, Sean, Cork don't really have a problem creating goal chances. It's taking the chances and being clinical that's an issue for them. I presume they're in a better position at the moment in the sense that they can create the chances, and it's the taking of them that is the issue rather than the other way around, because if they weren't creating chances, it would be a whole different conversation altogether.
Mm-hmm. No, you're dead right, Dylan. It's better to be creating, because obviously then the more opportunities you get, the more goals you probably get in turn. But they'll have to work on it big time. And John clearly knows that. It'll be high up on his list of priorities going into training this week. But Kerry won't give him that opportunity. Cork seem to get a lot of their goal opportunities off high presses and turnovers there around the kind of like the 45 midfield area, and that's how their first goal came the last day after an Aaron Solo, and Chris Oak-Jones was in acres of space then to finish it off. So it's going to be a case of when they get those opportunities, they're going to have to take them, because Kerry can shoot from distance, they can score from anywhere, and as we know, they have lethal forwards who can punish Cork as well. So getting goals on the board the next day in Killarney will be huge if they're to have a chance.
Is that the biggest question, I guess, turning our attention now to Kerry and the 20th of April, Cork are travelling to Killarney for that Munster semi-final. We'll be speaking about it on next week's podcast, so we don't need to go into it too much. But you said earlier that there's maybe more questions than answers for Cork after the Limerick game. Is one of those questions, can Cork create goal-scoring chances against Kerry?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no doubt they will. They will get those opportunities. But even John said it after the game, it's a case that they're going to have to take those opportunities. You know, they got 10 the last day. more than likely it's going to be around the 3 or 4, you know, number the next day. If they can take 3 or 4 the next day, all well and good. But it's something that they will need to work on. They've had problems during the league with taking goal chances. But Chris Oak-Jones has emerged as a real find this year for the Rebels. We all know Brian Hurley can score, and he's scored against Kerry down in Killarney before. Of course, Conor Corbett as well. He's a real talent. So it's a case of a bit of luck as well with it. You know, to find the corner of the net or whatever it is. But no, if they can get those goals and if they can get into Kerry early on, that gives them the best opportunity, because if they sit back and let Kerry come at them and get a lead on them, it'll be very hard to overturn.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be speaking a lot about that game next week, and you can pick up a copy of this week's Southern Star, which is in shops on Thursday morning, for full coverage and reaction of Cork's victory over Limerick last weekend. Very quickly, one game that didn't take place last weekend was the Beamish Cup final, which was unfortunately called off. A couple of days later, the Munster Football Association announced the Turner's Cross will be closed for the foreseeable future over extensive damage to the pitch caused by the recent derby between Cork City and Cove Ramblers that was on Friday night. So it looks like Drina and Clann now have to wait for a new date for that final after readying themselves 2 weeks in a row to no avail. So we're hearing that the game will be held in West Cork, but no venue or date has been chosen yet. So stay tuned to the Southern Star, as we'll bring you the latest there when we have it. You'd also want to stay tuned, as we'll be hearing from Cork hurler Shane Kingston ahead of the opening clash in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship, where the Rebels travel to Waterford next weekend.
The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Welcome back to the Star Sport podcast. And Sean, you've been chatting to Cork hurler Shane Kingston ahead of the beginning of the Munster Senior Hurling Championship next weekend. So what does Shane think of their chances this year after that narrow defeat to Limerick knocked them out in 2023?
Yes, Shane is looking forward to it. You know, he's gave your typical GA answer. They're not looking past the first game, but I suppose you kind of need that mentality as well in the new Munster Championship structure. You know, it's vital that they get 2 points on the board straight away in Walsh Park. They last year, obviously they finished up their season in May. So every point is vital, and Waterford aren't going as well this year. Obviously they have a few absentees, fellas pulling out from the squad, travelling, work commitments, different things like that. And their league form hasn't been great. So it's huge that the Rebels will take advantage of that the first day out. That'll nearly give them a free hit for their two games at home then against Clare and Limerick. Obviously, Clare winning the league, they're emerging as a real force now in Munster along with Limerick. And then down the line as well, Tipperary in the stadium won't be any pushovers either. But Shane himself, as you've heard, won't be involved in the first game, at least anyway, touch and go maybe for the second one. But I'd give Cork a good chance. Obviously, if you look at it, you know, as we would have mentioned in the podcast, that Cork were knocked out the championship, you know, obviously finishing fourth in the table, but there was 1 point in each of their last three games. If they got the right side of it, they'd have been either through to Munster final or through to the All-Ireland series. So they weren't that far away from it last year. And after a slow enough start to the league, the results against Offaly and Wexford were helpful and they were positive. So they'll be going in with every opportunity into the Munster Championship, and I expect them to give it a good rattle.
Yeah, and just before we hear from Shane there, I guess we spoke last week a little bit about the Munster Football Championship and how that's kind of Kerry dominate that. Limerick have been dominating the Munster Championship since 2019, but it's much more competitive than the football. And it's probably one of the best competitions for kind of a GAA punter or viewer throughout the entire year. So it's one really to look forward to this year, especially as well.
Oh, it's huge. You know, every year the Munster Championship, especially the hurling one, compared to the football, there's no comparison. You know, it's every game is competitive. Every game is very interesting. You know, there was a lot of talk before the Munster Championship change in the structure, that would it work, would it not, would it take away from the intensity of the games? But it's only in heightened the sport and the competition itself. So when you see the likes of Clare Limerick, Cork and Limerick, Cork and Clare, Tipperary Limerick, Waterford and Cork, you know, every week you're looking at a proper good battle. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. As I mentioned, Clare going very well. Tipperary never too far away. Waterford obviously going to be going in as the underdogs, Davy Fitzgerald in charge, so you can never rule them out. So Cork, you know, every game will be a challenge, but they have all the ability to go into it as well and to come out the right side of Munster.
Yeah, Cork haven't made a final since their last win in 2018. They'll be hoping to put that right this year. So let's hear from Shane Kingston now.
Right now, I'm delighted to be joined by Cork senior hurler Shane Kingston. Shane, how's the form?
Very good. How are you?
Not too bad at all, no. We'll get straight into it anyway, Shane, and give us your thoughts heading into the Munster Championship now after your league campaign with the Rebels.
Sure. Looking forward to it, really. It wasn't long coming around, to be honest. Matter of a couple of league games. Some good stuff in those couple of games, a couple of things we can work on. So, you know, it's about implementing those kind of things in training over the next kind of 2-3 weeks, and getting things up to speed coming up to championship.
Mm-hmm. And what was the message, Shane, for you, you know, going into this year? Because if you look at it blindly, you'd say Cork are knocked out of championship last year in May, but if you look at it, you know, in more depth, you'd have a puck of a ball and you'd have been in the Munster final and knock out the All-Ireland champion. So what was the message Pat gave to you and the team at the start of the year?
I suppose, yeah, just on your point there about the Munster Championship last year, any of the last three games I think we played, 1 point would have put us through. So, you know, you could say we're not too far off. It's just that bit of luck. So the message hasn't changed, really. You know, we're just kind of looking after ourselves and focusing on each session and, you know, trying to get the most out of ourselves and then focusing on the next game and taking things one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And in terms of the games you're looking forward to this year, the two home games, the ones you might be relishing?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose any opportunity you get to represent your county in front of your home crowd is obviously brilliant. And yeah, Clare and Limerick at home is obviously two big challenges. But look, as I said, we're not looking past the first game against Waterford. So, you know, we're just looking forward to that in 2 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm. And will you have anything planned for Davy Fitzgerald's win? Because you know that he's not going to let him die easy.
Well, I suppose, you know, as I said, you're just kind of focusing on yourself and you're doing whatever analysis you can do on them. But look, the majority of our focus and on our training is to implement our own game plan rather than concentrating on the opposition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, when you mentioned the league, you know, obviously you had a couple of big results there against Wexford and Offaly. One man up top with you, Alan Connolly, has really, you know, flourished this year and given you a good goal threat. So how important is that? Especially in the Munster Championship, you know how big goals are, you know, to get over the line in those games, those big games.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose we were missing Alan last year and we had glimpses of him in 2022 and you can see what he can do. But yeah, obviously the last two games, he's got two hat tricks. You know, he's been playing very well. He's had a few injuries over the last kind of year or two. So it's great to see him back and in such good form as well, especially coming into the pivotal time of the season, really.
Mm-hmm. And you might have seen you know, Clare over the weekend there in the league final. You'll obviously have them at home. Will you be looking as
Limerick, obviously, with the All-Ireland champions, you know, they'll be tough to beat. But Clare seem to be nearly progressing as much as any team now in Munster, and they'll be as tough a challenge as any. Like,
yeah, 100%. I suppose, as you said, Clare, the league champions, and I suppose any game you're going into, you're doing that bit of analysis, and I suppose predominantly you're just trying to focus on yourself. But like, as I mentioned a while ago, we're just focused on the first game, and obviously there's a huge challenge 6 days later then against Clare, so it'll be a quick enough turnaround in terms of analysing them and getting the bodies right over that week. But yeah, we're not looking past the first game really for the moment.
And just to put us ourselves in your shoes at the moment, you know, you're playing these big games like Waterford, Clare, Limerick and Munster Championship. You're going out in front of 40,000. Does it ever play on the nerves? Have you ever been nervous going into a game? Do you know when there's that many people watching?
Not really, to be honest. I'll probably be out of action for the first one or two games anyway. But, you know, it's the first year for me where I mightn't be involved for the first game or two in championship. So I just gave the hamstring a nick there during the week. So I don't know, it's going to be a different circumstance where I'll be looking on rather than involved. But look, you're kind of just, the day just kind of goes fairly quick. You meet up, you have your bite to eat and you get your robes, trappings, all that kind of stuff. And then you're just looking forward to getting out onto the pitch, whether it be an away game or a home game. You're just looking forward to getting that opportunity to go out there with your buddies. So I wouldn't really get nervous, to be honest. I just enjoy going out there.
Exactly. And you've played enough of them at this stage. And that kind of, it's a nice segue into saying you're probably nearly one of the senior members of the team now. Would you be 27? 27, I'd imagine.
Yeah, 26 and 27 the end of August. So okay, I'll keep saying I'm 26 as long as I can.
Yeah, that's grand too. But in terms of being now kind of, you know, you've been there a few years. You know, you have a couple of Munster medals in your pocket. Obviously, Munster, you've said it yourself, you're not looking past Waterford, that's the main goal. But Cork hasn't had a hurling All-Ireland since 2005. Is that in the back of the mind of the players this year as well?
It's not really. Like, sure, all you can do is worry about yourself and when you are there. Like, there's a lot of us that were only there kind of 6, 7, 8 years. You know, we weren't focused on fellas from 2005, 2006, you know. So what happened and back then isn't a reflection of us, but we're just doing the most we can and the best we can to get Cork over the line. But in terms of your question with the history and having not won it in a long period of time, that's not something we're focused on, to be honest. We're just focusing on getting the most out of ourselves in each session and trying to get the best performance in each game.
And finally, for you, Shane, then in terms of the goals for Munster Championship, take it game by game, but I'd imagine lifting that trophy at the end would be a nice one.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But as you said, just focus on getting out of Munster first. That's the first step.
Yeah, and take it from there. Listen, I wish you all the best going ahead in the season. Appreciate it, Shane.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
So the Southern Star will be in shops and online via our e-paper from Thursday morning, and there's plenty to look forward to for the West Cork sports fan. As always, in this week's edition, on the front page, we hear from Melissa Duggan, who backs Cork to bounce back from their league relegation in the Munster Football Championship. She says they have enough quality to still make an impact this season after their relegation ended their 21-year stay in the top division recently. There's also plenty of reaction to the Cork men's senior footballers' victory over Limerick at the weekend. John Hayes is looking at that game and says that they need huge improvement just to be competitive against Kerry in the semi-final. He says they can't afford to be as wasteful in front of goal. Something that John Cleary also thinks. He says if we stand back against Kerry, the game will be over by halftime. So there's plenty of reaction to that Munster quarterfinal, and we're starting to look forward to a semi-final in Killarney as well in this week's edition. There's some more local GAA news as well. Kieran McCarthy is looking at the all-weather pitch in Carberry, which would be a big game changer if it gets the green light. There's been plenty of postponements and cancellations in Carberry due to the weather in recent months, but there's been little movement on that proposed all-weather pitch, despite a rallying cry issued at the board's 2023 convention. So great read there from Kieran with the latest on that. This weekend is Grand National Weekend. Sean Holland has been speaking to Ross Carberry jockey Brian Hayes, who is set to race in his fourth Grand National in a row this Saturday. He's going to be on board Mr. Incredible. And he spoke to us about the day in the life of a jockey on Grand National Day. So there's some great insights and tidbits into what happens on the day of Grand National for jockeys every year. We also look forward to the Olympic Skibbereen Rowing Club. In this week's Southern Star announced that they are having a fundraising cycle from Skib to Paris for the Olympics. Funds raised will help towards the purchase of new rowing boats valued at €60,000. So 20 locals are cycling from West Cork all the way to the French capital during the summer. And we have all the information there and how you can donate. As always, there's plenty of West Cork rugby, West Cork soccer, West Cork motorsport, bowling, and a whole lot more in this week's Southern Star. And also inside this week's sport, you will get a free 28-page home and garden supplement with plenty of tips for your home and garden ahead of the summer. So there's loads to look forward to in this week's Southern Star. As always, if you're further afield or can't make it to the shops on Thursday morning, you can subscribe to the Southern Star and get it on your laptop, tablet, or phone. Just head to subscribe.southernstar.ie, enter your details, and you'll get an exact replica of the newspaper for less than €2 per week, alongside full access to our website as well. As always, thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast, and thanks again to our sponsors at Access Credit Union. If you've enjoyed this, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll be back again next week. Thanks for listening.